Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So this busy November basketball starts at 2015-16, about as busy a Thursday as you can get, what with both the men and women playing tonight. We'll get to Terry Morin in our second report later today, but the fellas up a spot to 14th, hosting the Creighton Blue Jays of Greg McDermott, who's in his sixth season. Interesting to note that McDermott's Blue Jays have a little string of seven straight victories over Big Ten clubs going back now 4 years. It's the first meeting with these guys from Omaha since 74. Hoosiers, as you know, shot lights out the other night, but as Coach Tom Crean was telling us postgame about tonight, opponent number three.
We think they're going to be really good. They're extremely well coached. Numerous skill players, and they've got a new guard this year, Maurice Watson, that sat out as a transfer from Boston University that is a really good player. And they're going to cause some spacing issues for us, matchup issues, and we've got to find a way to cause some for them. As a coach, there's a lot of room for improvement, and there's a lot of room even for improvement offensively. And the turnovers are a part of that, but getting to the free throw line, continuing to draw a crowd in the lane and rather than drive into a crowd and try to make a play, that's still part of it. But we got a lot of guys that can make shots. There's a lot of room for improvement after two games. The turnovers. And we just got to continue to learn how to put people away.
Well, Creighton is 2-0 and are averaging 98 a game after lopsided wins over Texas Southern and Texas San Antonio. Two other Dave Gavitt tip-off games tonight, Iowa at Marquette and St. John's hosting Rutgers. This one tonight against the Blue Jays, 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Don't forget Terry Morin in part two of our basketball preview here on a Thursday. Little NFL football, Tennessee at Jacksonville. Our pregame coverage tonight here on the air waves at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, number 24 was conquered the other night with excellent four quarters of basketball, Indiana beating Chattanooga. Now tonight in Chicago, Terry Morin's 2-0 Hoosiers find themselves a win away from playing for the preseason WNIT crown if they can beat number 19, DePaul. The Lady Blue Demons tonight in Chicago. This marks the first time since 09 that the women have faced ranked opponents in non-Big Ten play in consecutive games. Defense clicking early through the first two. Coach Terry's crew holding opponents to shooting under 32% and less than 50 points a ball game. And it all gets down to the longer you teach your way of winning, the better. A lot different than this time a year ago when everyone was getting the system down. And as Terry was telling me,
no question that year of experience that those young kids got is going to pay off for us. And here's the one thing about last year we gained a lot of experience, but we were still there were parts of it that we knew we could play better. There's an eagerness, there's an ambition about this group, there's a hunger that they have, mm-hmm. that they want this program, and we're moving in the right direction, but they want to have taste some success, and I'm glad. I like where their minds are. I like how confident they're playing right now.
Well, they're getting the experience, and they'll experience win or lose out of this one tonight. One already in the win column in a ranked team, and now this one in 19th ranked DePaul at the McGrath-Phillips Arena at 8 o'clock. Men host Creighton in the Dave Gavitt tip-off series at the Assembly Hall on the McCracken Court as the Big Ten against the Big East, 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. I'm Joe Smith.